I'm very pleased to be chatting this morning to Dr. Elmarie van der Broek. Sorry, let's do that again. We are very pleased this morning to be chatting to Dr. Elmarie de Bruijn. She is one of those brave academic souls who actually put her money where her mouth is and created a real live example of tourism in action. And I love and admire her for that, because it's not often that academics actually get down to ground zero and do the work and experience this on a daily basis. And it's a great testimony to her commitment to improving the skill space for tourism students and everybody who crosses her path. But in addition to that, it's an investment in the local culture, the local community, and what better place to do it than in Upington? So, big drum roll, please, for Elmarie de Bruijn, and she is going to be chatting to us all the way from Upington. Elmarie, what a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Janet. Yeah, the pleasure is all mine. The important part is that people don't actually know the little town or small holding Kanon Island, which is 25 kilometers outside Upington, and it's an island in the Orange River and the biggest inhabited island in South Africa. So the concept of slow living, slow island, just disconnecting to be able to reconnect with yourself, that is the essence of our tourism business.
Oh, how wonderful, Elmarie. And like I said before, you come from the academic world. You were a lecturer. Tell us about that journey and how you came to create this beautiful African vineyard, which started off as a lodge and has now become a boutique hotel and spa. Clever girl.
Yeah, that's my passion. You know, we all want to relax and feel special. And what I've realized lately, as you know, people are so in their own world that they don't really get touched anymore. So I can see the lovely smiles after a massage or just being, feeling special after a few visits to the spa. So that is actually a wonderful experience. But I started lecturing many years ago at actually in Manuel Park. And then they opened a satellite campus in Upington. So I'm originally from this area. So I moved back to Upington and started lecturing or keeping or continue lecturing in many different fields, but mainly marketing and tourism related fields or subjects. And in 2012, we get the opportunity. Oh, sorry, can we cut that? So we moved to Upington and I started lecturing in the satellite campus. And in 2012, we bought a property in Canaan Island and realized that, it's such a big property, we have to do something with it. And obviously, hospitality was the most important part where my skills were actually developing in. And we started with the guest house with two rooms, decided on the name. We decided on the name African Vineyard because it's located again amongst lush vineyards and offering
Beautiful.
lush
Now,
vineyards and
even that, Elmer, we don't think vineyards when we think the Northern Cape and Upington. We just think vineyards in the Western Cape. So that's already changing the paradigm, doing the mind shift for a lot of people who are listening in.
yes. Oh, yes, the Northern Cape, along the river, the Orange River, down to Carkmas and Blaupits, it's just luscious vineyards all over for export grapes, for raisins, and for table grapes. So it's actually a very big industry next to the Orange River. And also the African vineyard, we in Africa, and we embracing that. So that is when we decided on the name African Vineyard. And then as for the rooms, it's either a grape name or it's a wine name. So I have a Chardonnay and I have a Ruby Cabernet and I have a Sultana Room, which is from the first grapes that was planted next to the Orange River. And I also have a Petit Verdot and a Merlot and a Malbec. And then I try to create the same or use the same colors of the grape or of the wine in the rooms. Like, for instance, the Chardonnay with the yellowish color, that is the decor of that Chardonnay. Okay, so we started out with two rooms, and then I remember my first guest was actually a guy from Johannesburg, and I'm actually a romantic, so I love rose petals
That's
and
so
candles and
refreshing.
everything. And he was the only guest at the guest house. And, we set the table for him with rose petals and everything. And he said afterwards to me, never, never stop using rose petals because I felt like a real king.
Oh,
Okay, so
that's
that
beautiful.
was really special. And I still remember it, up to today. Okay, so that is the way that we started. And the essence also here, my husband is a real genius with creating things. And that is also trying to be authentic and use something that's different in our rooms. So we didn't go out and, get furniture to decorate the rooms. It was actually things that we loved, and then we will decorate the room and we will get some more stuff and move on to the next room. But it's actually sharing our own taste and love for natural things and putting that in the room. So each room is different. So we've
That's
added a
beautiful because that's creative and you're not rushing through it. It's just step
no.
by step, which is a good, it's actually the good slow way to do things, right?
It's the good slow way to do things, and I've also, I can tell this story because that's actually a very beautiful story. We had these children, running past the premises so many times, busy singing and everything. And one day I called them in and they performed for the guest. So when I have big events, they will sort of have, before the big artist will start with their show, they will sing. And I call them the Eiland Kinders. So we had a few performances of them even before, our big concert with Ruand Tuai and Corlea Botha. They were the pre-performance together with them. And phew, that was real special.
Sounds amazing, Almarie. So now that you've told us about your journey and the beautiful rose petal story, I see that you've given us a prize called Kisses for Two. I love that. Because it's two nights of accommodation, breakfast, dinner, lunch, rose petals, and sparkling wine, and then a spa treatment. You can't say no to that. It sounds amazing. So now, sorry about that. Now, please do tell us about the actual rooms. What are they like? What is a typical morning at African Vineyard like when you wake up?
Okay, obviously you will hear the sound of the birds. Oh, the garden is so luscious
Amazing.
and filled with the birds. If you can can that and you can sell it, you will make a lot of money. And we so many times you will hear the call of the fish eagles like playing. Oh, it's really very, very, very beautiful. And so I have different room types. Mostly again trying to be romantic because if that is the essence of your heart, you transferring that in your decor and everything that you do. So it's big rooms. I'm a little bit claustrophobic, so I want everything to be open and big, so that you can enjoy the feeling of freedom. So a typical morning will be if you look at the price that we're sponsoring, it's the combination of lovely slow food, things used from the garden, sourcing local ingredients. So it's the food component, and then it's the wonderful accommodation, breakfast the next morning, romantic room with a separate bath, with special bath and your shower and rose petals, like, the way that we started out way back, and sparkling wine.
Absolutely.
And then four treatments per person over the 2 days in the spa. So we also have an outdoor spa. So depending on the time of year when you will visit African Vineyard, you will also experience the outdoor spa. And that's even more with the call of the fish eagle and, the natural sounds. So the essence to me is I'm always saying that you have to disconnect to be able to reconnect with yourself and your loved ones. And that is what we want to offer, and that is what we offer.
Now, as you said, that the best kind of journey is a journey to self. And it sounds like Elmarie has encapsulated that beautifully. Disconnect to reconnect. And in this crazy world, we know post-COVID, during COVID, we were all quiet and connecting with self. And then life happened again. And here we are in all of our busyness. So disconnect to reconnect, the best place to do that is at African Vineyard. And Elmarie has told us why. And this kind of journey to self is so vital in order to stay connected to ourselves and the world around us. Because sometimes one is overwhelmed and overstimulated by work and everything that we have to face on a daily basis. So, what a pleasure to be able to do that with you, Elmarie, at the African Vineyard Boutique Hotel and Spa.
Thank you very much, Janet. And I'm so looking forward to welcoming all the wonderful guests that haven't experienced the Northern Cape, Canaan Island, our hidden gem. And it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Almarie. What a beautiful creative space you've created with your lovely husband, Tiens. Two creatives coming together to create something really special in Canaan Eiland. We are looking forward to seeing you there. And thank you for sharing this beautiful story with us.
Thank you. Thank you.